Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
And after that lovely big slice of Danzig, hi Delaney, how are you?
Hello, I'm really good.
And happy
Happy New Year. 2018.
Year of the food.
Year of the food. Didn't we declare it Year of the Trifle at the end of last year? You'll be pleased to know I made 3 trifles.
You'll be pleased to know that I've eaten 2 Christmas cakes.
Whole ones?
Pretty much.
Entire Christmas cake?
Pretty much.
Good. That's a great effort.
That's all I'm going to eat this year until it runs out.
Well, I thought that why stop at Christmas? I thought I might make one for Easter.
And Easter cake.
Always have one on the go.
Fruit cake.
Just on the go.
Just holiday cake.
Just a little.
A fruit cake tin on the go. This is what was happening. It was my go-to snack for the whole hot.
Little piece with a cup of tea.
Maybe I've had one bag of chips. Look at you. You don't believe me for a second that that's all I was eating.
I absolutely believe you.
Sarah's not a fan.
I'm a fan of the fruit cake with the high butter ratio, but the one with the marzipan-y. I got given those
that
two.
Royal icing.
Those squares that you get in your collective bag of goodies.
Oh yeah,
and I got 2 of those from different people. Thanks.
It's like a wedding cake, a piece of wedding cake.
Yes.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Like bricks.
I'll have that for now.
My grand playing Minecraft, but with Christmas cake.
My grandma's specialty was Christmas cake, and I had one for my 9th birthday, just uniced, just fruit cake. What a weirdo!
That's cool. No, like my nana
I'm making your birthday cake.
You asked for. Or that's what you got.
Well, I don't think I asked for it specifically, but that is what
I
got.
It was a leftover one.
No one ate it. I ate it. I was stoked.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids.
So let's have a look. Let's debrief.
Yes.
Christmas lunch, what was it?
Christmas lunch. Well, we start with Christmas sort of breakfasty brunch.
Jesus.
Breakfast. Those croissants that you prove overnight. Smoked salmon, avo, toast.
A lot of people were wrapping presents and getting to bed early, so Santa didn't.
Cherries and berries.
Organized, yeah. So you can wake up and have breakfast.
I'm proving croissant dough.
Yeah.
Ready to bake the next morning.
I don't know what that means, proving croissant dough. What does that mean?
So you can buy frozen croissants. And you leave them out.
So pronounced croissant.
Croissant. Croissant? My French is not great. And then you leave them to defrost and prove overnight. And that means when dough rises.
Yeah.
And then it's ready to bake the next morning.
Where it rises again, sort of.
Yeah. And it crisps up.
Flakes and stuff.
Flaky, buttery,
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. So we start with that. And then actual lunch, which ended up being at about 3 or 4 o'clock this year.
Is there anything after that? See, I'm 2 meals on Christmas, that's us.
Yeah, you just sort of pick all afternoon. Yeah. Actually, my boyfriend and dad and his dad and my brother-in-law went out fishing the day before Christmas and had all this kingfish. So at about midnight on Christmas.
Oh, we've talked about this.
I know, but at about midnight on Christmas, we just had a plate of sashimi with soy and wasabi.
Yeah.
So we had that massive meal at like 4 or 5.
Beautiful idea. Yeah, perfect.
And then
perfect.
Ate sashimi into the night.
Perfect.
That's kiwi ass.
It was so good.
That's so good.
But main meal, we had new spuds, barbecue, butterfly lamb legs.
Are we spoiled in this country?
Yeah, we are.
Fine, good food, yummy food.
Our produce is just so good. And we had the traditional grandma's Christmas pudding, flamed, brandy lit on fire.
Okay.
That had been boiled for like 12 hours.
Okay.
With custard and runny cream.
How do you like your custard, you guys? I go for vanilla, smooth pour vanilla.
Smooth pour vanilla, yeah.
Like
from a carton or
I mean, my nanny used to make it on the stovetop, but from a carton pretty much nowadays. But I go for, you can get the one that you just squeeze out great big globs of
gelatinous.
Yeah.
Georgia. But I like to put more runnies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of these wanky custards that you get, vanilla bean, they're not up to scratch.
No?
Have you ever had a sea meal custard?
A what?
Sea meal custard.
Sea meal.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not quite sure why it's called that, but my grandma used to make it. It was really yummy.
It's not semolina?
Sea meal.
What did it have in it?
The disbelieving producer there goes straight to the.
And I also
trying to educate us all.
Was it come up as there on the Google there?
Who remembers sea meal custard powder is the first response.
Okay.
My 107-year-old grandma, obviously.
It's custard from a Greg's packet. It's a delicious food produced from seaweed, so I'm guessing that's the kind of
yeah, that's what I mean. Seaweed custard, yeah.
Thickening agent.
Yeah, it will be the algae or whatever it is. Good. Mm. I'm not familiar with it, but I poured custard in my trifle, which I also put raspberries and mango, which was a little bit controversial, but very delicious.
Okay, all right.
So sherry and brandy, doubled up on the old booze-soaked sponge, and then custard, raspberries, fresh mango. But I want to talk about mangoes.
Yeah.
Are we there?
Let's talk about mangoes.
At the moment, you can get those Queensland mangoes, the big...
Racist mangoes.
The big Australian ones. And they're about $5 each, but they're just such a good time. They're so lush and delicious and sweet and...
Mangoes, I enjoy the taste of mango. I love a bit of mango. I love a bit of mango nectar.
Yeah.
It's just a massive sugary...
Very sugary.
And a guava nectar. Yeah. Mm. But mango itself, I just couldn't even remember the last time I ate a piece of mango.
Well, I mean, you can buy year-round, you can buy the smaller kind of greeny red ones, which I think are from South America, but at the moment you can get the big Queensland... ones because it's summer and they're really great. So highly recommended.
If you are getting mango,
yep.
Fewer carbon miles as well.
Yeah, Australian. Yeah, exactly. Silver lining. And last night I went to my friends for dinner and just did a, you know, she's like, bring a sweet treat. So I took a giant mango, some cherries, which we've got the last of the cherries at the moment, which are really good.
I was going to say mango with a Santa hat on it, but no, you can't do that.
No.
It would be perfect for a Santa hat, though, mango, wouldn't it?
A nectarine sliced up and...
Put other type of hats on it. Like a... Yeah.
And some coconut Whittakers. Tropical dessert platter.
That's pretty good.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Pineapple's any good? How do you choose a good pineapple?
Oh, you sniff the bottom.
I do that. I do that.
Give
that,
it a gentle fondle.
What's that?
That you do with a watermelon? You knock it or something?
No, you don't knock it. You give it a gentle fondle. You're saying, yeah.
Okay.
Fondle the pineapple.
Gentle
give it a little
undercarriage.
Sniff. You don't. You just don't want it that grassy green. You know, when you smell it and it still tastes, you can smell the underripeness. Right. You know, you can smell that kind of
stuff. You want to be able to smell the pineapple in it.
You do, yeah.
And as often as the case in the supermarkets too, and not just go and breathe up seven or eight of those tiny little flies.
No. You know? No. The fruit shop I went to yesterday had pineapple already chopped half. You know, you could buy a half already chopped.
I love chopping a good pineapple. Though, you know, when I learned to do that myself, I felt like a man.
Yeah, good. It's good.
Do you have a mallet?
Watermelon.
Oh, it's not an avocado. It's
mallet.
Just
coconut?
No, sorry, that's not what I meant. A giant, what do you call them?
Machete.
The square blade cleaver.
Cleaver. I would use a cleaver, but we don't have a cleaver. I think Meek stole the cleaver.
So fruit is just so good at the moment. It's just one of my favourite things about summer. Every day I'm just
my girlfriend's
so excited.
Massive on stone fruit. We hammered the big trailer of cherries last night.
Yes, cherries, delicious. Them. The apricots.
Are the cherries almost out though? Is that almost,
yeah, they are.
Almost time you can
cherries
just,
are
you can
almost
see,
out. Yep. Apricots are great. I'm a fan of the hybrid. I had a hybrid apricot plum the other day. That was a good time.
What do you call that? A plapricot?
A plucot, apparently.
A plucot?
Should be called a plapricot.
Plapricots, much better. Yeah.
And nectarines also just really great at the moment.
Just a plum.
Aprium?
Plum.
Apricot sounds hilarious. What about nectarines? So, look, my girlfriend loves nectarines. What was that? Is that half of what? A nectar and half of tangerine? Or
no, nectarine's its own fruit.
That's just
they're awesome.
Seems a bit of a lazy name, that one.
One thing I also did last summer.
Because apricot's not half ape or anything, so it's like, you know.
Well, I don't know. We can look into the naming of fruits.
Could we?
Last summer, I preserved some apricots in gin and orange blossom.
That's
and sugar.
Fish.
So, like, properly preserved them, and I used them in a trifle on New Year's, and that was also great.
Gin in a trifle.
Well, ginny apricots in a trifle. But you can. I'm done preserved fruit and booze before.
Gin apricots.
And they make great bases for cocktails too, if you want to chuck that in.
I was going to say the gin would be quite good for cocktails.
A bit of cheap bubbles, just put a little bit of that fruity ginny goodness in and maybe a slice of the fruit.
Because I remember having some sort of gin and strawberry milkshakes once.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
This started at a Christmas party down on the beach.
A boozy.
Yum. It was yum, man.
Hard shake.
Just like. I mean, yeah, a grown-up
shake. I've
actually
made one with Aperol and strawberries before.
What's Aperol?
Okay,
Aperol is...
Because no dairy.
Is a liqueur.
Aperol's delicious, yeah.
Yeah, it's an orange.
Gin and dairy aren't so bad together. So, you know. Maybe not
good
at your
times.
Bowling club, but it might.
Yeah, good.
I went to a different type of bowling club.
Shout out. Strawberries, still a little bit good, quite cheap, and good to freeze if you do want to make like daiquiris or something.
I was behind a certain New Zealand fashion designer in the crazy
Trulies Cooper
Christmas Eve queue.
Trulies Cooper!
And he was buying a stack of raspberries.
Oh, they're expensive.
They are
very expensive.
They're like $10 a punnet at Christmas time.
Yeah, to the point where he had to stop and be like, sorry, what? Excuse me? It's 40-something. Shit. Okay.
Someone had been sent out for raspberries.
Yeah. Someone cunningly been sent out to buy the raspberries.
You think you'd be able to come buy your produce without some student radio executive
sharing it on national radio.
Just bloody passing on.
Well, I mean, no.
And
name and shame.
We were all shocked.
Yeah, a lot of money expensive. In rags, though. A lot of money in rag trade.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, raspberries. Do you know? They're a bit of a treat. They're still about $6 a punnet, so yeah, a treat. But
I'm guessing they would go on some kind of PAV arrangement, and especially when they're just accessories to the main event, that's expensive accessories.
They're so delicious, they are. I put a couple on my porridge in the morning. Delicious.
Raspberries on your porridge, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'll tell you what, I had some of that...
Fresh at the moment.
Fish in your porridge.
Fresh. Oh. We'll talk about savoury porridge in winter.
I put some of that Cathedral Cove coconut yogurt on mine as well.
Ooh, yeah. Coconut yogurt.
Yeah. You want some?
2018. Coconut continue its rage of success? I don't think so.
Coconut water?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's on the way out.
Coconut dairy, possibly?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe not so much the milk. Maybe. Yogurt. Big swell of yogurt.
Something else great I had the other day. Fijo and Nice Block.
Oh,
if we're talking Nice Block.
What? Is this a limited edition one? Or?
I'm not sure, but you can buy them in multi-packs. And, you know, I'd had a couple of Frujus over my holiday.
As you do.
Frujus, good time. Very, very high in sugar, but very delicious. But the Nice Blocks, the Fijoa was so kind of just intensely Fijoa and tangy.
Oh, good.
It's the LMP Fruju.
And I haven't tried the LMP Fruju.
Yeah, it's not too much, to be honest.
Yeah. But, here we go. I've just been presented with a jar of coconut yogurt. Oh, wow, it's really thick. Oh, my gosh, it's like paste. I'm going to eat it live on, yeah. Dribble it down my top.
It's all right, it's practically solid.
That's really solid. Oh, it's good.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's yum. It's very, it's luscious, it's quite rich.
I'll take this home and this will be gone by the time I give it a good
kind of, it coats your mouth with it. It's almost like you can really... Yeah, it's rich.
We've got some excellent texts here. Somebody texted in saying, old guy at Piha lasted to 99 with a bit of fruitcake every day.
Ah, sounds like my kind of guy.
Oh, no, the thing is, though, it's
the year of
is
the
it,
fruitcake.
Is it the year of fruit? There it is. Is it the fruitcake every day, or is it living at Piha for 99 years?
And also, treating yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, having
I'm
a little...
big fan. As you know, I'm a big fan of that.
It's a big, you know, it's a big time of year. Everyone's like, diet, must not eat so much and not eat bread. But it's like a little sweet treat every day is not going to harm you.
Yeah. Somebody else texts in saying, nectarines are actually a mutation of apricots.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Well.
That's in the text. I'm not being, that was literally in the
Thank you, texter.
Thank you, texter.
They are a hybrid. What's the other one?
There's one called, by the way, texter, thought so. Yeah.
Hybrid. Delicious hybrid. Yeah, nectarines are a good time.
You guys up for a second, didn't
that? Yeah, well.
I'm reading. I'm intrigued and I'm reading more.
So looking to the year ahead, you know, lots of people are on
it's
diets.
It's not ahead, we're in it. We're in the year now.
Yeah,
we're
in the throes of it.
Phase one has begun.
A lot of this time of year, quite into the sort of one bowl dinner. Sort of
whoa,
like,
we were just talking about
that.
Oh my God. Excuse us.
How about that? Just like, you know, not dealing with dishes.
Yeah.
So we,
kind
just
of
say,
like a salad, but like a veggie thing, but then like some protein on top.
What was your own personal quote that we worked out to you?
We were both talking about how much we like eating out of bowls, but then he looked at my breakfast and went, well, you're not even eating out of a bowl. And I went, can't cut bread in a bowl.
You can't cut toast in a bowl is what she said. And I thought, you know, that's a wise word.
You know, you could give it a go. Cut it into squares, sprinkle it on top of your scrambled eggs.
Soldiers.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't that neat the way that they're called soldiers? Eggs is with soldiers and you cut it. But you know what I mean? Was that
yeah.
It's kind of sad because soldiers are basically just sent to war. aren't they? It's really sad. It's like a
dissecting.
So you just put the
names.
Soldier into the, you know, if you actually break it down. I'm trying to not teach my son that.
Okay.
I'm just thinking,
what are you going to call them?
Bread.
Okay.
Bread sticks or fingers, you know, fingers. I'd rather dip your finger in your bread than a soldier.
Toast fingers.
Oh, there you go. Oh, look, he's a postman. Let's put him in the bread, you know, in the egg, you know. Look, he's a Navy squad leader.
Yeah, yeah, one bowl dinner.
Here's an assassin. Put him in.
Yeah. Huge fan.
What's your favourite one bowl dinner?
Butter bowl. Oh. Whatever that is. Bliss bowl, whatever that is.
The other day I did broccoli, just in the, you know, frying pan. Broccoli.
How's your favourite broccoli in the frying pan done? Just in the frying pan.
Salt, pepper, chilli flakes. Yeah.
Chilli flakes, that's
sort of char it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then squeeze a lemon afterwards.
Squimming.
I did that, did some halloumi, did some avo, bit of baby spinach, and a little spoonful of sauerkraut, just for a bit of tang. Stirred that up. Lunch.
It's good.
There's a reason that you are the food reporter here on the show, Delaney, and that's because you know your food.
Thanks.
That's like a good bowl.
I love food. I'll maybe
chuck something a little crunchy in there as well.
Yeah, bit of crunch, a few
just
nuts.
Some flower seeds. Something.
I actually chucked some, I actually think I put almonds on, maybe chopped up almonds, nuts or seeds.
You would have said that at the beginning if you had actually done that. So.
But the almonds in with the broccoli is the standard, you know,
yeah,
that's the burger
real
thing.
And also it's a very 80s, like, broccoli with almonds, you know. But the other
have
thing...
Have you ever done that thing where you pay like $11 for a thing about that big of just roasted seeds, like sunflower and... Seasons.
Oh, like the series ones or something, like tamari roasted or...
It's just like, absurdly priced, but so yummy.
But you can also do that yourself really easily.
Yeah, but they do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of seeds, my other thing this year is trying to cut down on packaging.
Yeah, that's what packaging. I was about to say.
Packaging. So I'm going to look into bulk for seeds.
Yep. It's amazing, isn't it? We were talking about this yesterday.
Reusing my jars to store them, you know, all that kind of thing. Yep. Not just having all those bloody plastic bags in your pantry.
Mm. But also, you know, like you look at fast food, you know, it might be faster, but look at all the crappy packaging you get with it. You know, it's like it is 300% more packaging than there is food, you know, for a start, and you don't need it. You know, like, I'd be, happy a drive through if they just passed me the burger. I don't need a bag for it. I don't need a bloody...
I don't think the franchise would be happy with that.
Got some health and safety issues.
I don't give a shit about the franchise.
Well, sadly, that's not really what a franchise is. Yeah. We were talking to the mayor about
that's
this
yesterday. That's why I love Burgerville. Good on you, Burgerville. I love you.
Cutting down on plastic bags. And on the Auckland Council website, they've put out a whole list of things that you can take down your plastic bag use. One that made me go, oh, was taking your own kind of sterile Tupperware to the butcher or the fishmonger and just being like, chuck it in that, please.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And also newspaper linering your bin.
Instead of a plastic bag.
Yeah, and so maybe a smaller bin so things don't fester, but newspaper liner.
But also,
and then just
That's good, but also composting or using your green, separating your green waste.
Yep. That's the stinky
cuts down
stuff,
rubbish
eh?
So much.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's
it cuts
a biggie.
It cuts down the stinkiness of rubbish as well.
It does. So just, you know, chuck a tub in your yard if you've got one.
Find someone with pigs.
Yeah, all that. The other thing I just wanted to mention is that I went to Pack and Save the other day and eggplants were $2 for $2, which absolute bargain. And I've just
it's almost suspiciously cheap.
Well, it's
a glut of eggplants, aubergine glut.
Yeah. I mean, it's summer. It's the height of summer. So a couple of ways to cook them. My dad's a big fan of cutting them just long ways and roasting them in halves. Just salt, olive oil, about 30 minutes in the oven at 180.
You've really got to cook eggplant though, don't you?
But they just melt. They just melt away and they're just so good.
Isn't there something about they can be poisonous if you don't? No?
Well, I don't know. Just cook them well.
Yeah.
But to bring
Thanks, food reporter, the lady means.
Just cook them well. To bring us full circle, one of my favourite recipes, it happens to be...
From Family Circle.
Maybe. Vegan. Is an Ottolini recipe you can find online. It's his eggplant soba noodle salad. And it has mango in it, which you can replace with nectarine. So it's eggplant, mango, coriander, soba noodles, and you make this dressing with like red wine vinegar. And it is so tangy and delicious. It's a one bowl meal.
Hey.
Leftovers for lunch, have soaked in all the dressing the next day. It's just a stellar summer dish. So highly recommend that you hunt out that Ottolenghi eggplant mango soba noodle.
How do we spell his name for a bit? O-T-T-O-L-E-N-G-H-I.
O-T-T Otto. Yeah, O-L-E-N-G.
Yes. Right. BFM, woo. Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Delaney.
Hey, thank you.
See you again this time next week. Lovely to have you along. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.